Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Gimel, Simen Yadalad. So the Chayodim is going to say many points which we touched on multiple times in the discussion, but he's going to address it directly. Kama Tzorich L'Harchik, the Tzchiyav to be Marchik from Tzoyah, how far is it? The Halalam is Michol Tzad. There cannot be any Tzoyah within you, where you are, in the wherever the tzoya is, you have to distance 4 amas from the tzoya, no matter which angle you approach the tzoya. Can receive while you machane the kadosh. The kibul chazal shem machane shel adam who dal ramis bekol tzad. The person's machane is dal ramis, so the person cannot have tzoya in any one of the four directions where from where he is, there can't be tzoya. Avo milafonov. We add a chumra on top of that, which says that tzoya, which is milafonov, which is he's facing it, tzarech laharchik kim lo einob l'kuliyam. Person has to be marchik as long as if it's within one's eyesight, it's a problem. Now, Chayyim will clarify later on that this is machloek is whether this is a deraisa or a derabanan. And it's only talking about a scenario where it's not clearly distinct in a separate rishus. Person's outside on the road, and down the road there's some soya which is visible to him. So it's not a separate rishus, it's all the same area. And it's visible to him. That's a problem. In a scenario where it's inside the house and he's outside, or vice versa, so it's in a different rishus, then the fact that it's visible is a machakas whether it's usher at all. But the case where they're in one rishus, and it's visible, everybody holds its osir, just we have machlokes whether it's a deraisa or a drabonon. Rak the harosh sirleid shehud mirabonon, with a rashba who mi deraisa. So that's the din of maloy enov, and again, that's a scenario which is in the same rishus as where the person is. Mitzadon shelafonov. It's not direct in front of him, it's off to the side. You have these sewage canals, see even there's no actual sewage in it, but it still smells. We said it before, that's a problem. And they're not directly, they're off to the side of the road. So they're stodden shalafanov. They're stodden, they're off to the side, but they're in front of him. What din does it have? Yesh Amrim, the din of kish shalafanov. If it's considered to be on your side, you'll only need 4 amas. If it's considered to be in front of you, mole enav is a problem. Now, the Chayyim qualifies, what does Stodin Shalafanov refer to? A person could look forward, there's a certain range of vision that the person sees. Is that called Stodim Shalafanov? Is that called just Shalafanov? The person's facing forward. There is a certain range of vision that a person sees automatically. That's not called Stodim. That's called Shalafanov. L'kuliyama dinu k'Shalafanov. So where is this issue? This issue is a case where it's Stodim Shalafanov. But he'd have to turn his head to visualize it. So do we say that it has a halacha like being on the side of the person? Or do we argue that since it's lefanov and the person doesn't have to turn to his side, he just has to move his head to see it, it goes into the halacha of lefanov and will be included in the chiyuv of Archalka of lefanov. So this is the machlokes. The Chayyim brings both opinions, but he clarifies that anything which is easily visible has a din of lefanov. Not only do you have a chiyuv to be marchik from the tzoya itself, the smell of the tzoya expands the mokum of the tzoya. Then you have to marchik dal aramis. From that, it cannot the smell of the tzoya is like the tzoya is there. And that cannot be within your Dalaramas, which it means within your Machane. The Chayarim will deal with in the next two Simonim a scenario where the Tzoyah is in a different Rishus. This is all talking about until now where it's in the same Rishus as you, further down the street, etc. But if it's in a different Rishus, the Halacha does differ, and we will see that, Bezus Hashem, in the upcoming Shabbat. Meanwhile, have a good day.